السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة ولا تتبعوا خطوات الشيطان إنه لكم عدو مبين. صدق الله العظيم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, we just recited Surah Yasin and Durood Sharif upon Rasooli Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Surah Yasin, as you have heard many, many times by now, is the heart of the Quran Sharif. The recitation of Surah Yasin brings rewards equivalent to that of the recitation of the Holy Quran Sharif 10 times. What kind of rewards Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving for lazy people like us? That of course does not mean that we must not recite the whole Quran Sharif. You have heard many times Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is reported to have said, Man qara yasin fi sadrin nahar qudiyat hawaijuhu aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. The person who recites Surah Yasin early part of the morning, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will fulfill his needs for that day. The needs of a person are unlimited. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who fulfills all the needs. You may wonder, I am saying the needs are unlimited. It's not referring to luxuries and lavish accommodation or beautiful modes of transport. I'm talking about the air that we breathe. Every breath that we are taking, we are in need of that. Otherwise we will die. All those things which are very, very important in a person's life, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it cheap and easy to obtain. Those things which are really required in a person's life, those things Allah Ta'ala made very cheap and very easy to obtain. The fresh air that we breathe, if only there had to be a bill that the Metro Council was going to send to us, for they are trying to tax anything and everything. Water, which was at one time available free, it is becoming beyond the reach of the poor person to obtain water. It's a pity that they cannot control the air. Otherwise they would have put some kind of gauge around and said, well, during the day you took in so many breaths, so therefore you must be charged so much. So see how the most important thing in the life of a person, Allah Ta'ala made it easy. Then comes water, even that in comparison with other things, because it is very important in a person's life, Allah Ta'ala made it easy to obtain. If the person does not want to use the water of the municipality, he can still go somewhere and bring water from some river or some well or somewhere, but it is easy to obtain. Iman, which is such an important thing in the life of a person, because everything is dependent on this iman. This world and the akhirat is dependent on iman. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made it easy. What do you require to become a Muslim? Just justification, tasdeeq bil qalb, iqrar bil lisan, and the person is a believer. He makes tasdeeq in his heart, believes in Allah, his Rasul, his angels, his books, his malaika, etc. Now how difficult is that? Such an important thing on which Jannat is dependent, and all the ni'mats of Jannat, multitude of ni'mats, unlimited ni'mats, all that is dependent on iman. And Allah Ta'ala has made it so easy and so simple for a person to accept Islam and to have to be a believer. And yet Allah Ta'ala could have made that the most expensive commodity, because the person is going to be getting unlimited rewards in this world, in the akhirat. But that Allah Ta'ala made it easy. But whatever is very easy and whatever is very important, then those are the things that we become negligent of. That is man's nature. Because it is easy to obtain these things, therefore we become negligent. Iman and Islam, we become negligent. So this Surah Yasin Sharif, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, out of His mercy and kindness, said that if you read it in the morning, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make your needs of the day easy to fulfill. He will make it easy. He will find a way out for us. How many times we have said that today I don't know what happened, within seconds I've managed to do my work and I return. And that sometimes we say that whole day I spent and nothing got done. So it is Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala who will then make it easy. But our weakness is this, that the media has caught our attention so much and has come so much into our lives. The newspapers are delivered Fajr time. All kinds of radio broadcasts Fajr time. Television news items Fajr time. So where has the person got the time to read Surah Yasin and read the Quran Sharif? Our day starts with music and ends with music. Our day begins with news and ends with news. But that news which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gave to us, that news which the Quran Sharif gave to us, when are we going to read that news? There was a time when the little children, the parents, people of the household, they never started their work until everybody read Quran Sharif. Even up till now, in certain villages you go in India, immediately after Fajr, you will find them all sitting outside. And what are they doing? They are reading the Quran Sharif. You will hear their voices of the people, recitation of the Quran Sharif. Such a beautiful atmosphere you have. But after the radio and television and all these type of things started coming, then those very homes from which at one time the tilawat of the Quran Sharif could be heard, now you can hear music from the early part of the morning. Then we say there's no barakat. From where will the barakat come? When from the very early part of the morning we are bringing zina into the homes, those television adverts of music, those television adverts of liquor, those television adverts of wine, and those television adverts of singing and dancing women. Early part of the morning, all that is coming down into our homes, pouring into our homes. One switch and after another, and the same thing is going on. Then we say that there's no barakat. From where will the barakat come? As I mentioned the other day, I think it was in the majlis here, that a person walked into the home, a buzruk walked into the home of a person and said that mujhe is diwar se zina ki bu aa rahi hai. I'm getting the filthy, bad smell of adultery and fornication from the walls of this house. Now what was that? So that same zina which has been committed so many times on that filthy screen. Now we can't sense it because we have become numb. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hain ab sawab hai, sood mein aur qimar mein. That's that inqilab which has taken place, that revolution which has come in our lives. That those homes where Quran Sharif used to be recited at one time, early part of the morning, everyone used to be reading the Quran Sharif. Tilawat of the Quran Sharif, tilawat of Yasin Sharif, this used to be taking place. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala gave them so much of barakat, so much of barakat. We ourselves, not talking about ages, we're talking about 15, 20 years ago, how much of barakat there was. In a little bit of earning, we could do so many things. In the 70s, in 5 rands of petrol, you could travel from Moy River to Johannesburg. I'm talking about the 70s. In 5 rands some petrol, in Hitler's spook that I had, the Beetle, you could travel from Moy River to Johannesburg. Mohammed Bhai says there were no toll roads to that time. So much of barakat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave. In the fruits there was barakat. In the bread there was barakat. In the home there was barakat. In everything there was barakat. Where did that barakat come from? It came with the recitation of the Quran Sharif. It came with the namazes that the old people were making in the homes. It came with the zikr and tilawat that the old people were making. That is what brought that barakat. If one incident they heard of a girl or a boy involved in an illicit relationship, it was as if Qiyamah had come into that home. If the old person heard that the son or the daughter is involved in an illicit relationship with a Muslim person, it was as if Qiyamah came in the home. And today we hear about incidents of our girls, our boys involved with mushriks, with kuffar, with Yahud, with Nasara, and not even a frown comes on our forehead. Nothing, no pain on our hearts at all. We say that this is the norm. It's happening all over. What can you do? Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai. Kehte hain ab sawab hai, sood mein aur qimar mein. I don't know how much more our children are going to see. If what we are seeing is just the tip of the iceberg, then what are they going to be seeing? Without mentioning any names, and this is not an isolated incident, therefore, even if the person or somebody that you know might have been involved in a similar kind of a problem, then it does not mean I'm referring to that person, because I get so many letters and so many calls that when they start the process of Islah and then they want to know, now what must I do? But sometimes you don't know what to tell them. Besides shedding tears, what else can you do? When young brothers or young sisters tell you that I got AIDS, what else can you do? 16-year-old person say, I got caught with a prostitute and I got AIDS. Now what do you do? A nephew says, what must I do? I know that the two children of my aunt are my children. Na'uzu billahi min zalik. What must I do now? Pardadari ka aaj ye natija nikla. Pardadari ka aaj ye natija nikla. Jisko samajhte the beta wo bhatija nikla. Pardadari ka aaj ye natija nikla. Jisko samajhte the beta wo bhatija nikla. How long are we going to mock parda? And how long we are going to say that it is very, Islam is very strict? Islam wants to see halali children, halal. Islam doesn't want to see harami children. It is for our benefit that Sharia has made all these type of restrictions. Of course, we are not saying that we must go to the extremes. But if a person practices upon Sharia, there's no extreme. The person will be a normal, perfect human being. Perfection is in practice following what Islamic teachings are. That is perfection. But what happens is the same thing. Kaisa ye inqilab hai. That there is such a revolution that that which was normal and that which was perfect in our sight today is abnormal and imperfect. We regard such people as being imperfect. And then we get journalists writing about them. To them it seems as if that all that is imperfect. Say in one village, everybody, it was a fashion that they used to cut their noses out. It's just an example. So it was fashion that everybody cuts the nose out. Then after some time, one person came with nose to visit in that village. They said, "Dekho kaisa, how stupid and silly he is looking with the nose." So the person whose nose was a normal thing, now because everybody, it was fashion to cut their nose, so they started criticizing that person with the nose. That is our condition. is nothing to despair. Just as we are getting extremes on one side, or people are going far away from Deen, on the other hand, those who are coming towards Deen, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving them such kind of happiness, such kind of sukoon, such kind of peace and enjoyment. If you have to listen to those letters, it will just bring saliva into our mouths too. That these young people, what Allah Ta'ala is giving them in their hearts. And I have no reason to disbelieve them. Why should they write such things? Because first they were writing that I got this problem, that problem and all that. And after that, now they are writing that now we have found enjoyment in those sajdas and in that tilawat and in that zikr. And when we raise our hands at the time of tahajjud, or when we put our head down in sajda at the time of tahajjud, we don't feel like raising it up. Such kind of, it seems as if we are clouded, or we are enshrouded in a cloud of nur. And so many are seeing Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in their dreams. So there's nothing to despair, but then we have to make some effort. These majlises are not for increasing of knowledge. For increasing of knowledge we have other majlises. Here whatever knowledge you increase, alhamdulillah. But it is to bring that inqilab again, that we have gone extreme left or right, now come back onto i'tidal, the balanced path, the straight path. So Surah Yasin, that is what we are talking about, which we recited earlier, in that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He has mentioned many, many things. We have discussed some of the ayats of Surah Yasin and the tafsir of that in some other majlises. But something that just comes to mind now is that when my father, Allah Ta'ala gave him the highest stages in Jannah, when the sakarat started, so I started reciting Surah Yasin. Without fail, he used to read Surah Yasin in the mornings and all the other tilawat he used to make. Without fail, I don't know, for years, Surah Tabarak and Surah Sajda and whatever it was before going to bed. And his tahajjud, from the time that I must have been 4 or 5 years of age, I don't know whether he ever missed. So when I started Surah Yasin, when I came to the ayat, Inna ashabal jannati al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun hum wa azwajuhum fi zilalin 'ala al-ara'iki muttaki'un lahum fiha faakihatun wa lahum ma yad'un. That is where his soul parted from this world. Inna ashabal jannati al-yawma fi shughulin faakihun. Before that, Allah Ta'ala describes the people of Jahannam. What kind of azab, what kind of punishment. And after that, He talks about the people of Jannah. Without going into the meaning, translation and all that, Inna ashab al jannat il yawm. On that day, the people of Jannat, Allah Ta'ala says, the companions of Jannat, fi shukulin faqihun. They will be getting great enjoyment in everything that they will be doing. All their activities of Jannat, there will be no boredom at all, there will be no such thing as tiredness, there will be no weakness, there will be nothing, just enjoyment, nothing but enjoyment. A few years in this world, and everlasting enjoyment in the Akhirah, everlasting enjoyment. And not only that, Akhirat, because we always think that Akhirat is far away, far away. Qiyamat is far away. But the person, as soon as he dies, his Qiyamat started. As soon as the person is dead, his qiyamah has started. His qiyamah started. And we don't know when we are going to die. So just a few years, the person makes a little effort to restrain himself from haram. Not lots of tasbihs and wazifas and great mujahada, nothing. The mujahada is that the person is trying to just restrain himself from haram. Take that pain of restraining ourselves from haram. It is a pain, but it's only in the beginning. After that, Allah Ta'ala changes the condition and brings about such an inqilab and revolution in the person's life that if he wants to go for sin also, there will be a barrier towards sin. I can take a qasam in this masjid that try it out for a few days, make an effort. After that, you want to go for sin, but something will pull you back. So many people have had this experience. There are so many experiences that after that the person wants to commit sin. He says that tomorrow I'm going to go, I'll try and do this or do that. But before he goes, there will be some barrier, some obstacle. he won't be able to go towards that sin. Allah Ta'ala will make sure that this person does not get away from him now, because he has attached himself to Allah Ta'ala. So in Jannat, after that, مَا لَا عَيْنٌ رَأَتْ وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ وَلَا خَطَرَ عَلَى قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No eye has seen, no ear has heard. The thought also didn't cross any person's mind. No jealousy, no envy, no malice, no greed, no bribery, no corruption, no fraud, no murders, no killings, no crashes and no smashes and no bashes, nothing. Just enjoyment, enjoyment, enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us that. And not only us, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala does not deprive the women folk also. They and their partners, they and their wives, and those who haven't got, or those women who did not have husbands, or those husbands who didn't have wives in this world, for some reason or the other they couldn't get the right match, then in Jannat Allah Ta'ala will give them partners. Endless enjoyment. Reclining, enjoying themselves. So what I am saying is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He loves us. He dearly loves us. He does not want us to see, He does not want to see us destroyed. But then He has got all this temptation around, and for a few years of our lives, brothers, what must I tell you? A little child of 10 years, a little child of 10 years, I don't want to mention his name, he writes a letter to me. The first letter, of course, he talks about certain things which I don't want to mention, it might be bragging, but in any case, the second letter that he writes, he says that, I enjoyed the zikr program, and when you said that on the day of Qiyamah, if Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has to hold our garment, in the dua ayati I mentioned that if Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam has to hold our garment and ask us that when my deen was leaving your life, when you were indulging in sins and in vices and all that, then at that time, if Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasallam has to ask us that when all these things were happening, then at that time you didn't even have a frown on your forehead. You were enjoying sins. I shed so much of blood and so much of sweat and so much of tears for you, and it did not cause you any pain. You didn't appreciate my tears and my blood. Of course, he wrote in his simple English, but this was what he wrote. He says, this is making me very worried and concerned that I must not be amongst those whom Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam questions on the day of judgment. A 10-year-old child, he says, I am concerned, I am worried, I am afraid that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has not questioned me on the day of judgment. So I replied to him, I said, Alhamdulillah, you are still not yet of age, you are very fortunate, you are very lucky that you are getting this concern at a time when you are not even mukallaf or of age. But make dua for us, that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala protect us from such kind of calamity. And I make dua that Allah Ta'ala, from the time that you become of age, protects you from all kinds of sins. This is a child of 10 years of age. His concern from now, that if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to ask that I shed my blood and I shed so much of tears for you, what did you do? So this is what Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says, Kaisa ye inqilab hai, dekh ke dil kabab hai, kehte hai ab sawab hai, sud mein aur qimar mein, duniya gale ka haar hai, deen nazar mein khar hai, duniya gale ka haar hai, deen nazar mein khar hai, yehi agar bahar hai, aag lage bahar mein. Jo hai wo maada parast, bande zar hawa parast, reh gaye kam khuda parast, ek hai ab hazar mein. I have discussed the second part, now we come to the third part. That if you have to look at the condition of the people in the world today, there's nothing but materialism. Everybody is just concerned about material gain, material benefit. And Sharia doesn't say that you mustn't gain, you mustn't prosper, you mustn't progress. Rasulullah Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam did not stifle us. The deen of Islam does not strangle us. The bazaars and the marketplaces and so many different avenues we have got for earning. Sharia does not want us to leave our children begging and stretching their hands. Therefore, if a person has to accumulate a little bit and leave behind for his children also, there's nothing wrong. The only thing, and that is the only thing that Sharia wants, is that obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in whatever you do, that's all. Simple and easy, and life will become pleasant. At present, lives are restless, because we do not want to obey Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And if somebody is coming towards deen, then we become obstacles. So he says, everywhere there is nothing but materialism. Everyone has got a matlab, nothing but matlab. Until one's matlab is being fulfilled, then that person is very good. When the matlab is over, then that person is rejected. Everything is nothing but matlab. If a person is befriending a person and is just asking him about some, so many times I have heard that I was shown a certain property and I asked my best friend, what do you think of this property? He said, don't waste your time with that. What an area. Don't ever go near it. And he says, behind my back he went and did the deal. A person leaves the power of attorney and goes, when he comes back it's transferred. Everything is transferred. So he says, nothing but materialism. Every way it is just material gain. Reh gaye kam khuda parast. Very few there are left in this world who we can say are khuda parast. Because even the deeni things are all commercialized. Even deen has become so commercialized. One bayan I must be paid so much. One nikah I must be paid so much. One taweez I must be paid so much. One dua and fatiha I must be paid so much. For everything there is nothing but material gain. In everything. How many incidents we are hearing of, not only in South Africa, you go any country, we hear the same things. How people have conned others just with their jubbas and with their dadis and with their pagdis and with their tasbis and with their tawizes. So many people have been conned. Thousands and thousands of dollars and rands and pounds have been embezzled. Everywhere it is the same thing. Reh gaye kam khuda parast. Allah Ta'ala has given us sight. Allah Ta'ala has given us intelligence. Allah Ta'ala has given us understanding. We must use it. We are very sharp when it comes to our business. Why don't we use the same intellect when it comes to deen? Why don't we use that same intellect and recognize people who are khuda parast, those who are really worshippers of Allah and not worshippers of gold and silver. Ek hai ab hazar mein. Say, go around and search, you may find one in a thousand. As that person was standing, and somebody asked him, that who are you looking for? What are you standing here for outside? He says, I'm looking for a human being. That Durvesh said that I'm looking for a human being. He says, but all these people that are passing by, aren't they human beings? Thousands of them are passing. He said, who said they are human beings? They are just in the garb of human beings. They are animals, you say, in human form. So that's what he says, ek hai ab hazar mein. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal, because without amal, nothing happens. Amal se banti hai zindagi, ye jannat bhi, jahannam bhi. عمل سے بنتی ہے زندگی یہ جنت بھی جہنم بھی یہ خاکی اپنی فطرت میں نہ نوری ہے نہ ناری ہے اللہم صلی علی سیدنا محمد وعلا آل سیدنا محمد مبارک وسلم اللہم ربنا ظلمنا انفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنکونن من الخاسرین اللہ ہمارے گناہ کو معاف فرما صغیرہ کبیرہ عمدن خطوان ظاہری باطنی ہر گناہ کو معاف فرما اللہ حضور پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی امت سارے عالم کے اندر پریشان حال ہے، اللہ ان کی پریشانیوں کو دور فرما، خاص کر کے پیلسٹائن کے مسلمانوں کی بھرپور مدد اور نصرت فرما، ان پر جو مظالم ہو رہے اس کو دور فرما، اللہ ظالموں کا ہاتھ تو روک لے، اگر ان کے مقدر میں ہدایت نہیں ہے تو ان کو عاد اور سمود کی طریقے سے برباد فرما، مجاہدین اسلام جہاں کہیں دین کے لیے محنت اور کوشش کر رہے ہیں ان کی کوششوں کو قبول فرما، دین کا کام جس لائن سے بھی ہو رہا ہے جہاں بھی ہو رہا ہے اے اللہ قرآن اور حدیث کے مطابق اگر ہو رہا ہے تو سب کو تو قبول فرما، اخلاص کی توفیق سے مالا مال فرما، ہمارا خاتمہ اور مرنے کا وقت آئے تو خاتمہ ایمان کے اوپر فرما، اللهم انا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وانت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة الا بالله وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين برحمتك يا رب.